Yeah, the first Mishnah starts off, Meyemosai Maskirin Gevuros Geshomim. When do we start mentioning Gevuros Geshomim in Shimon Esrei? Which means, when do we start saying Mashav Aruach Merid Agoshim? Rashi says, Shaimeh Mashav Aruach Merid Agoshim, who the Gemara Meforesh Taimah Amai Korola Gevuros Geshomim. Why do we call it Gevura, the strength? Bevnei Sheyordim Begevura. Because Geshem comes down the Gevura with strength. Shenem, the Pasuk says, Oysi Gedor Lasad Ein Cheker, like we'll see in the Gemara. So it says a lashon of Gedula by Geshem, that's why it's called Gevuras Geshomim. So when do we start mentioning in Shemon Esrei, Mashav Aruach Merid Agoshem, so it's a machlekes. We have Elezer Waimeh Miyom Tev Harishon Shachag. On the first day of Sukkis, already you start mentioning Mashav Aruach Merid Agoshem. He learns it out from Lulav, we'll see in the Gemara, that is an Indian to start mentioning Mashav Aruach the first day of Sukkis. We have Yeshua Waimeh Miyom Tev Achren Shachag. That's the way we do. We first start saying Mashav Aruach Merid Agoshem on Shemini Atzeres. On the last day of Sukkot, after Sukkot, the last day, Shemini Atzeres, that's when we start saying it. Now, what's the machlokes? Omolar Reb Yeshua said that to Reb Lezer. Ho yuvieng hageshomim, elisim in klolo v'chag, since if it's going to start raining on Sukkot, it's only going to be a klolo, it's going to be a curse for us. It's not nice if it rains on Sukkot, we have to go out of the Sukkot. So, lomahu maskir. Like, what's the purpose on the first day of Sukkot to start mentioning Mashav Aruach Merid Agoshim? If anything, that's the last thing we want. We don't want Geshem to come on Sukkot. So, rather, don't start mentioning Geshem, punkt, the first day of Sukkot. Mashenke and Shemini Atzeres, that's good. This is one of the rayas that Chassidim have, that Shemini Atzeres, you're not supposed to eat in the Sukkah. Or you don't have to eat in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres. Because since the Maisa, we start saying Mashav Aruach Merid Agoshim on Shemini Atzeres, it's a raya, one of the rayas you don't have to eat. Right. Omolar Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says, Afani loya marti lishoyol. I didn't say you're supposed to ask for it, daven for it. Like in Baruch Aleinu, we say, the same talam motel of rocha. That's taka tzfilu, that's a bakosha. That I agree, you don't start saying that on Sukkis. Elola haskir, I only said to mention that to give shvach, to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Mashav Aruach Merid Agoshim b'yanosoi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that brings the wind and brings down the rain at its right time. I'm not saying that we're davening, asking it to start raining right now. Of course, today is Sukkot, we don't want rain. We're just starting to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, that He is the one that gives rain, though and also in its right time. So Amalai, Rabbi Yeshua still said back to him, in came, if it's like you're saying, Leilam Yehei Maskir. So you should never stop saying it then, a whole year round. You should always say, Mashav Aruach Merid Agoshim. Even though there are times when it doesn't rain, but so what? You're saying it's not a askara that it should start raining. It's just a shvach to Hashem that Hashem causes it to rain at the right time. So a whole year round you should say it. So Gemara Taka says, according to Rabbi Lezer, if you want to, you could say it the whole year round. Just the chayiv, when is there a chayiv to start saying it? The chayiv starts on the first day of Sukkot. If you want to say it a whole year round, you have a right to mention it the whole year round, according to Rabbi Lezer, because it's only a shvach to say that Hashem causes it to rain at its right time. Now, Ein Shoyle Mesak Yishomim, when do we really start asking the Bakosha, like in Baruch Aleinu, who say, the same Talamot Levracha? Right. Ein Shoyle, when do we ask, like in the Baruch Aleinu, when do we say, the same Talamot Levracha? When do we start asking for Geshem, Eskeshomim, Elasamach Lishomim? Only right before the time that the rain really comes down, that we'll see in the Gemara exactly when that is. The difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz, when you really start saying the same Talamota. We have Yehuda, one of Yehuda says, Hoiver Lefnei HaTeva B'yontav Achron, the Shliach Tziba that davens for the Yomid, on Shemini Atzeres Shochag, on the last day of Chag, is Ho'achron, the one that davens Musaf Maskir, like we do. By Musaf we start saying, Mashav Aruach Merid Agoshim, Abba Harishoim, the one that davens the Shacharis on Shemini Atzeres, Eimei Maskir. He doesn't mention Mashav Aruach Merid Agoshim. On Shacharis on Shemini Atzeres, we don't say it. Just on Musaf, then we start saying Mashav Aruach Merid Agoshim. We say it until Pesach. Now, V'yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Harishon, the one that davens Shacharis Maskir, he still says Mashav Aruach Merid Agoshim. Abu Achron, the one that davens Musaf, on the first day of Pesach, ain't a maskir. By Musaf Redi, we don't say anymore, Mashav Aruach Merid Agoshim. Zot the Gemara. Tona hecha koyi diktonim yei Messiah. Like our Mishnah starts off as if to say, we know already that we have to mention Masha Ruach Amara Goshem and Tfilah, and the only question is, when do we have to start mentioning it? So the Gemara goes right in, on the first day Sukkot, the last day Sukkot. For the Gemara, Tana had to call you, where's our Tana talking about? Well, what went on here? The Tana Me'emasai. Like, how the Bechlau do we know you have to mention Masha Ruach Amara Goshem and Tfilah? So first say you have to do it, and then start saying where? Shashi Koema. There's a chiyuv to say Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim. Where did the Gemara Mishnah never talk about that you have to mention Mashav Ruach Amar Nagoshim, that the Mishnah starts off saying, when do you have to say it? And the Gemara Tan Hosam Koi, yes, our Gemara is going on a Gemara in Brochus. Diktoni, we learned the Gemara in Brochus, Maskirin Gevuras Geshom Betchias Anaisim. It says there in Brachas that during Tchias HaMeisen, the second Brach of Atta Gibor, that's what we say, Masha Brach HaMer HaGoshim. The Shailim, when do we say the same Talamota? Bebrichas HaShonim. That's the Baruch Aleinu. For Havdolah, B'chonin Hados. When you say Havdolah, Moitzoy Shabbat, that's in the first Brach of Atta Chonatonu, of B'chonin Hados. No, Ketoni, it says, so that's the Mishnah, that's the Gemara over there in Brachas. That's why now our mission here is Seimach on the Gemara and Brachis, and starts explaining now what time, when do we have to start saying Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshim. For at the Gemara, no, it's no good. From a Seder's Royim to a Seder Moyid, you don't wait so long. For the Gemara, but listen to Hossam. In Masechta's Royim and Brachis, it should have explained itself there. If it's going back to that Gemara there, it should have explained it over there. True, you have to mention Masha Ruach Amar Nagoshim, but when do you have to start mentioning? It should have said there, first day Sukkot Shmini Atzeres. Maishno Deshavti Yadocha. You don't leave over something, like Rashi says, from one Seder's Royim to Seder Moyid. Ella, you have to answer, that there's a Mishnah here in Moyid that talks about this Inyan. Ella Tonim Rosh Hashanah Solik. Our Gemara now arrives for Daf Yomi, that after Rosh Hashanah comes Tainus. Our Tana before got finished learning Rosh Hashanah. Elotonim Rosh Hashanah sold. He got finished learning Rosh Hashanah. The Tanakh we had before Rosh Hashanah, that it says, Uvachag nidoinim alamayim. And Sukkis HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us about the rain, how much water we'll have throughout the year. Now, V'yayidi detonim v'chag nidoinim alamayim. Once we spoke already about that on Yom Tov Sukkis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a din about the rain, about the water, Tana therefore now, our Tana, the next Masechta Tainus, which is in the same Seder of Mayid, starts off explaining it now. When do we start davening and saying the Shvach of Masha Baruch Amar Nagoshim? And since the Mishnah already spoke about that is an Inyan on Chag HaSukkis, that we have a din on Mayim, since we spoke about Mayim, so now we go to explain about Alochis when we start mentioning Mayim.
Yes. Rashi says, yeah.
You understand by yourself now, since on Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a din, if we'll have enough rain this year or not, we understand by self already that there's an inyan to start mentioning, talking about Geshem on Sukkot. That we should like ask Hashem, like, please give us rain. That the bracha should be chal, since on Sukkot we have a din Hashem judges us if we'll get rain or not. So we understand in Svara that during Sukkot we should start mentioning Masha Ruach, start being Maratza, start davening to Hashem. Therefore now the Mishnah starts explaining, true, there's a Svara to do it on Sukkot, and we'll explain at what time in Sukkot do you start saying it to Machlokes. Do you start the first day, or do you start the last day?
Yeah.
The Mishnah Joshua said, at what time do we start mentioning Geshomim? My Gevuras Geshomim. Why does the Mishnah call the Lashon of Gevura the strength? What's the great strength about Geshem? Amar Rabbi Yechon says, Mifnei Sheyor de Megvura. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his Gevura, shows his strength by Geshem. In other words, when Geshem come down, everybody sees clearly it's from the Yad Hashem. Hashem is the one that makes it rain. That's called Gevura. We see the strength of Hashem by raining. Shenema the Pasuk says, Oysa gedorla sadein cheker v'nefloi sadein mitzvah. Well, see, right away in the same Pasuk it says, Hanoisein motor al pnei eretz, v'shaleich mayim al pnei chutzais. So we see, about talking about motor, about rain, it says in Lashon of Oysa gedorla sadein cheker. Hashem does gedorla's great things, adein cheker. Now we'll soon see. Now, my mashma, how do we know Gevura goes about Geshem, or Maraba Bar Shayla, As Yo Cheker Cheker Mibriyosa Shalaylam. It says the word Cheker over here, Oysa Gadela Sadein Cheker, that's talking about Mutter, and it says the word Cheker also by the Briya Shalom when Hashem created the world. And by the Briya Shalom there it says the word Gvura. So just like there's the Gvura, you see the Yad Hashem, in the fact they created the world, but then every time it rains also, we see the Gvura, the Yad of Hashem. Ksiv Hocha, it says over here, Oysa Gadela Sadein Cheker. This is a pasuk in Iyov that's talking about Mutter, about the rain. Uksiv Hosn is a pasuk in Yeshayahu that says, Halo Yotatim, Lo Shemata, Lo Keyolam. Hashem Boire, Ketsoy Soritz, Lo Yoyef, Lo Yegia, Ein Cheker, Lo Tfinosoy. Here it's talking about the Briya Soilam, Hashem created the world, and says, Ein Cheker. Uksiv, it says another pasuk, Mechin Horim, Bekoichoy, Neze, Begvura. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that's talking about also the Briya Soilam, that Mechin Horim, Hashem created the mountains at the beginning of the Briya Soilam, the Koichoy with his strength, Neza b'gvura, he was tied around with Gvura. So you see, the pasuk uses the word Gvura by Briyas Olam, the creation of the world. And it says the word Cheker by Briyas Olam. And it says the word Cheker by Mutter. So we learn now, just like by Briyas Olam is the meaning of Gvura, you see the strength of Hashem, Hu Adin by Geshem also, is the meaning of Gvura, we see the great strength of Hashem. That's why the Mishnah says, Mein Masai Maskirin Gvuras Geshamim. It's called Gvura. Fed Gemara Minolam de Betfilah. Like true, you have a svara now, we just said that since on Sukkot, Hashem gives us a mishpat, should we have a lot of rain in that? So as a svara, you have to start mentioning, talking about, giving praise to Hashem, that you are the one that gives us rain. But how do you know the chiyuv is in tefillah? Maybe in Sukkot is Zimra, maybe after davening. How do you know punkt in tefillah? And the Gemara of the Tanya, we learned like this. Li'avo es Hashem olekechem, uli'ovdoi b'chol levavchem. That you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and lo'avdo, you have to be an eved, work, b'chol levavchem. So we darshin, ezeu hi avoida, she believe. What's called an avoida? You're working for Hashem, believe with your heart. Have yoy mezu tefillah. We say it's going on tefillah. So therefore it's a svara to say that an avoida, believe, has to be b'tefillah. So the mela, it's a svara by say, since we want a davening to Hashem, that we should have a good mishpat on Sukkot, therefore it's a svara to say it should be done b'tefillah, that's called an avoida, believe. But Uksiv Basrei, this passage says Uksiv Basrei. Right away it says, no, it's better. Uksiv Basrei v'nosati mitaratzachem b'itoy yero malkosh. I see in Krishma we say le'avu at Hashem lekechem uliyovde b'chol levavchem, and then v'nosati mitaratzachem b'itoy. So mashmo uliyovde b'chol levavchem is talking about tefila. And right after it says in yiro v'nosati motaviat artzachem v'nosati mitaratzachem b'itoy mashmo nin of geshem of rain. We have to mention in our tefila. That means avoid the belay, which is tefillah. You also have to mention the geshamim that Hashem brings down rain. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel Maftechos Biyodei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in His power. Shle Nimsku Biyad Shliach. He didn't give it over to any shliach. No malach takes care of it. Only HaKadosh Baruch Himself. V'yeluhein Maftech Shel Geshamim. That it rains, it doesn't rain. That's totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no malach in charge. There's no shliach, it's Hashem Himself that makes it rain, yes or no. O mafteach shachaya, when an isha gives birth, that's also biyad Hashem. Giving birth is biyad Hashem, not biyad shliach. O mafteach shachiyas emesim, then you that there will be chiyas emesim, that's biyad Hashem without a shliach. Now, mafteach shel gesham, how do we know this is? Yiftach Hashem lecho esot sori atoiv, et hashemayim loses mataratzach habitoi. So you see, Klaus says, Yiftach Hashem. Hashem Himself will have to open up the Shemayim to give rain. So it's Hashem that has this key for Geshem. Ma'avteach shochaya, how do you know the key to give birth with? Minayin the Siv, Vayisker olakim es Rochel, Vayishma eleho. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone listened to Rochel. Masha Rochel